When Highway 99 becomes a tunnel and the viaduct comes down next year, Seattle starts work on the waterfront of its dreams. There will be a bike corridor, a walk up to Pike Place, even a pool in a barge. And one special group of property owners is being singled out to pay. KUOW's Carolyn Adolph reports.
It's a one-time tax just for downtown property owners. A lot of them learned about it in March at a city information event.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm sure my rent will go up as a business owner, and I know I'll be hit with a huge tax bill as a property owner.
This is Tia Petrovich.
Not so happy about that after all the years I've been in Pioneer Square since 1993.
Taxation without representation.
Steven Sandberg lives at 2nd and Pike.
I'm retired. This would literally force a number of my next-door neighbors, as well as myself, into considering relocating out of the area. I don't want to move.
People in here really do not like the idea of this special tax. It's called a local improvement district, an LID, or simply a LID.
You'll take an OLED pin. You get an OLED pin, and you get an OLED pin. Everybody here.
The budget for this waterfront park is $688 million. The city says about $200 million of that should be paid by owners whose property values are expected to go up because they will live near the new park and may get spectacular views once the viaduct comes down. This is a one-time tax on top of their rise in property values. And the closer the property is to the water, the more it will hurt. Think $39,000 at the foot of Union Street in one shot, or $9,000 over at 2nd and Pike. Of course, people are upset over the money, but a lot of them are saying this is not a bill that's theirs to pay.
I'm happy to contribute, but I don't think I should be forced to contribute any more or less than anyone else.
This is Sarah Intrilligator, who lives at 6th and Bell. Her special tax bill is around $1,200. Intrilligator says that's not the point. She says people who live near parks pay regular taxes, not special ones. And she says parks are good for everyone.
Everyone who lives near any park in the city has a benefit. No more, no less.
There's definitely concern in the room about what those assessments might mean.
This is Marshall Foster, director of Seattle's Office of the Waterfront.
And people really wanted to see us connect those potential assessments with the benefits that the new park would have.
Foster says collecting $200 million from property owners has always been part of the plan to bring down the Alaskan Way Viaduct,
to rebuild the seawall, and to completely rebuild everything on Alaskan Way and create 20 acres of public parks. That was a public decision.
Downtown properties have seen a huge run-up in value over the last few years. Foster says owners who are property rich but cash poor can take out loans to pay their tax bill. But wait, Foster says actually going through with this tax is a political decision that has not been made.
Our city council can also choose to lower it if they so chose, you know, based on what they hear from the public.
And that process is in its early stages. A city council committee gets the ball rolling on Wednesday. By July, the city will move into public hearings about whether to go ahead with the special tax. If it doesn't, the money will have to come from somewhere else. If it does, individuals can start protesting their tax bills. In Seattle, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.